Hey there, amazing humans. It's your girl, Brooklyn Weston, here to bring you another dose of modern stoicism because let's face it, life can throw some serious curveballs. And sometimes those curveballs hit us right in the gut, leaving us reeling with emotional pain or even lingering trauma. But guess what? The ancient philosophers had a few brilliant tools up their sleeves that can actually help us navigate these rough waters and come out stronger on the other side. Ever felt like your emotions are running wild, hijacking your thoughts and actions? You know, that feeling when you're drowning in sadness, anger, or anxiety, and it feels like nothing can pull you back to shore. Yet, we've all been there. But what if I told you that stoicism isn't just about being super chill all the time? It's actually about acknowledging those tough emotions, understanding their roots, and learning how to manage them without letting them control us. Think of it like this. Our minds are powerful things, capable of incredible creativity and resilience. But sometimes, they get stuck in negative thought loops, replaying painful memories or fueling anxieties about the future. Stoicism teaches us to become aware of these patterns, question their validity, and choose a different path, one that leads to peace and emotional well-being. So, let's dive into 5 key takeaways that can help you manage emotional pain and even start healing from trauma. 1. Accept your emotions. The first step is acknowledging what you're feeling without judgment. It's not about suppressing your emotions or pretending they don't exist. Instead, it's about recognizing them as valid human experiences, even the messy ones. Think of it like this. Emotions are like waves crashing on the shore. They come and go, but we don't have to be swept away by them. Just observe them, let them pass, and know that you're strong enough to weather any storm. 2. Identify your triggers. What situations, people, or even thoughts tend to bring up those painful feelings? By becoming aware of your triggers, you can start to anticipate them and develop coping strategies before they overwhelm you. It's like having a mental roadmap that helps you navigate around those emotional potholes. 3. Practice mindfulness. This is about bringing your attention to the present moment without dwelling on the past or worrying about the future. When you're feeling overwhelmed, try focusing on your breath, your surroundings, or even a simple sensory experience like tasting a piece of fruit. It's like hitting the pause button on those negative thought spirals and giving yourself a chance to breathe. 4. Cultivate resilience. Think of resilience as your mental muscle. The more you use it, the stronger it gets. When setbacks or challenges arise, instead of letting them define you, view them as opportunities for growth. Ask yourself, what can I learn from this experience? How can I become even stronger and more capable because of it? 5. Seek support. You don't have to go through this alone. Lean on your loved ones, consider joining a support group, or even seek professional help if needed. Sometimes, having someone to talk to, share your struggles with, and offer guidance can make all the difference in the world. Okay, picture this. You're walking down the street when you suddenly bump into someone from your past, someone who hurt you deeply. That old sting of anger or sadness starts to creep back in, threatening to overwhelm you. But remember these tools. Take a deep breath, acknowledge those feelings without judgment. Remind yourself that you've come a long way since then and that you're not defined by those past experiences. See, stoicism isn't about burying your emotions or pretending they don't exist. It's about mastering them, understanding their roots, and choosing how to respond with strength, clarity, and compassion. Remember, healing from trauma is a journey, not a destination. There will be ups and downs along the way, but by incorporating these stoic principles into your life, you can navigate those challenges with grace and resilience. So go out there, embrace those emotions, learn from them, and keep moving forward. You've got this. And hey, don't forget to share this episode with a friend who might need to hear these words of wisdom. Let's spread the love of modern stoicism together.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.